Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Top of the November morning to everybody and afternoon. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. All the best to all of our friends and listeners up there in the Northeast digging out. And the rising death toll, very serious storm, very real issue. But as we say here, life goes on. These disasters happen, not to make light of them at all. But the reality is, this is life on planet Earth. And yesterday, some controversy abounded on the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page because I actually posted the thing about Al Gore. Come on, Al. Stop being the boy who cries wolf. And
yes.
that brought out some of my lefty friends to say, oh, you're a climate science denialist. Like
you, oil man, you.
Oil, yeah, I'm big oil, but you know, when have I ever called for? Look, we need more oil, unless it was from hemp, right? I don't recall. Of all the, and you've been listening, I don't recall ever. We need more petrochemicals from the earth. No, no, and I've argued that Al Gore, had he come out against global pollution, global toxicology, that would have been a winning argument. He would have been hard-pressed to stand anybody to stand against it. But the global warming, there's going to be too many scientists that are going to go, nope, that it's not. There's a debate that will be ongoing. And yet my lefty friends say, nope, the debate is over. And if you don't acknowledge it, you're a denialist.
Listen, there are people that are very passionate about global warming.
Yes,
and I get that. It's just, you know, I've never come out and said, I know for a fact, for sure, that man does not have an effect on weather. And I'm not talking about HARP. I mean,
yeah,
I'm talking
about HARP is the whole issue they don't want to bring up. I know.
Right. I'm talking about pollution and things of that nature. And Steve Runfeld, I don't know. I'm not really familiar with him.
He was a dear friend of mine for many years. And I love
him. Okay. All right. So I don't know if he was actually listening to the show.
What? I don't think he listens to the show, though. I don't think he could handle it. He would not be happy. But he reacted to my post on the Al Gore-ism. And my point was that, what was my point? He's a shill. He's a opportunist. It wasn't even about the bigger issue of global warming, whether it exists or not. And listen, I do, that man is the sole cause, if it even exists. But there are temperature gauges all over the planet that are in conflict with one another. Now, if we argue about the issue of pollution, we're on the same page. I'm never arguing for more pollution. I'm saying it's all about toxins.
Right.
And you know, if we had the free market, if government would back off on the corporatism involved in the oil monopoly, which, by the way, has been a Democrat and a Republican thing, we would get beyond it. But these people, they don't believe in the ability of people to make decisions without government imposing these decisions upon them.
Right.
And that's where we diverge, I guess. And I don't know, never the twain shall meet. And I've come to accept that. And you go, may the blessings be. I'm not here to control people's views on the subject matter. But I love the free form debate and discussion of it. I just really react to when somebody calls me or anybody a denialist, because it harkens back to Holocaust issues. The denialist, you deny that the Holocaust exists? No. And then they say, you deny that AIDS is real? No, we deny that the science exists that shows HIV is the cause of it. But that is not denying that immune deficiency is real. And we don't deny that there are climate shifts that have happened throughout the history of planet Earth and that are related to a lot of things we don't understand. So just like you, Super Don, I'm not here to say man has nothing to do with it, nor am I here to say man has everything to do with it. But global toxicology. I think I'm redlining here. I'm just a little.
And the point is that as soon as there was an opportunity for Al Gore to try and tie his global warming agenda to something, he jumped right out of the woodwork and did it. And that really was the point that was being made. As far as I'm concerned,
Sandy was definitely global warming. No, it was HARP. No, it was a random.
No, it was God. It was God punishing everybody for you know.
Where
I mean,
Pat
it could
Robertson
have been Pat Robertson jumping out of the woodwork this time.
Yeah, it's opportunistic, and that's what it is. And in fact, we'll talk about HARP tomorrow with Liam on the Healing Revolution. We'll plan to talk about the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, and is it real? Is it not? Is it affecting? Is it another myth gone big? And is it busted? We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the show. But today, hey, we got great news because of Sandy, and this is the upside. We have Dr. Nick Gonzalez this hour. He called me and said, hey, listen, I was supposed to be in Baden-Baden, Germany, lecturing. And we'll get to that, but I'm excited. That's the upside of all the flights being canceled out of the Northeast. We get Dr. Nick Gonzalez today. Very cool. And we're going to take on Dr. Andrew Weil, whatever Andy Weil, the bearded man, all about his attacks on all the things, well, a lot of the things that we hold dear here. So stand by for that. That's going to be cool. Also, Stephen Huer, I've invited him back on today. Why? Because he's an incredible YouTube discussion, or basically a treatise on cardiovascular disease. The things I've talked about for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, he can encapsulate it into like an 8 or 10 minute. I don't even know how long it is. It's just great. I just want you to see it. And we're going to talk about cardiovascular disease, the end of the cholesterol mythology, and we'll go beyond that. Anybody concerned about heart disease, if you have it in your family, you will not have to be concerned about it after you listen to the show next hour as well. So we have got some amazing things happening today on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio.
Excellent.
RobertScatBell.com is the website. 866-939-BELL is the phone number. 866-939-2355. If you would like to chime in on the global warming debate, you think that the debate is over and we're being just numbnuts and we're partisan hacks? You know, that's the thing about this. It's like, no, this isn't about partisanship. This is about who owns and controls government. Global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. This has been true for a long, long time. And Democrats and Republicans have participated and have fed at that trough for decades. And so, you know, these people that think, well, Obama's going to make all the difference. Now they'll have 4 more years if he wins and he won't have to kowtow. Nonsense. He's owned by them. Goldman Sachs, just like Goldman Sachs, owns Romney. And that is, I guess that's a disheartening truth for people that really want to believe that one side is better than the other. And I'm just like, you know,
throwing. Well, I'll tell you what, this time around, I've seen a lot of people. There's been a shift of consciousness as far as voting goes. A lot of people are now accepting the option and the possibility of just opting out, not voting at all, which has been looked down upon by a lot of people for a long time. But I'm also hearing a lot of people saying, you know what, I'm going to vote for the devil that I know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, this will help them to do that. We've got a new sponsor coming to the Robert Scott Bell Show just now. And if you're not certain about, you know, the opting out revolution, and you just want to go ahead and vote for the lesser of two evils or the evil of two lessers, this new product is going to help you out.
Introducing fluoride soda, scientifically formulated with 1,000 times the fluoride of your tap water. It's guaranteed to fry so many brain cells that you'll say, I just don't give a crap anymore. And that's a state of ultimate bliss. Plus, it's sexy to be stupid. Harvard researchers have confirmed that fluoride dumbs you down. But what they didn't tell you is that it also makes you too cool for school.
I was never popular at school until I began drinking fluoride soda. Now I'm flunking out and more popular than ever.
And for those who want to slim down while you dumb down, we've got diet fluoride soda with extra aspartame combined with the fluoride to hammer your face harder than an ex-wife with a hard liquor hangover. But wait, there's more. Need more energy to power through your awesome day as a blissful fluoride drinker? You need Monster Diet Fluoride Soda, formulated with 10 times the caffeine of any other drink on the market. Between the caffeine, the aspartame, and the fluoride, you'll be riding a rocket ship of chemically enhanced coolness all day long. But hold on! In the next 30 days, we will be introducing the world's first Monster Chemo Diet Fluoride Soda. With a full therapeutic dose of brain-frying chemotherapy, this soda packs more chemicals into one can than a trailer park meth lab. And for those of you who do not give a shit about the 3 remaining brain cells bouncing around inside your pathetic skull, we now have the ultimate Monster Chemo Agent Orange Diet Fluoride Soda with genetically modified aspartame. The American Medical Association calls it the most nutritious beverage ever invented. Yeah! It makes your hair fall out. But you won't even care because all your cognitive functions are instantly burned out, rendering you completely unconscious but still able to vote. Ask for it by name. Monster Chemo Agent Orange Diet Fluoride Soda with genetically modified aspartame.
Monster Chemo Agent Orange Diet Fluoride Soda. Monster Chemo Agent Orange Diet Fluoride Soda.
Even violating your brain.
Sold at pharmacies and Whole Foods.
And only right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show do we have the antidote. And we'll talk about the homeopathic antidote for this new diet fluoride soda launched by Natural News. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, being creative. Obviously a parody, if you haven't figured that out. But, yeah, it will help you pull the lever for the evil of two lessers this election.
Boy, you know, if you're drinking that stuff, you don't even need to go to a doctor. It covers everything.
It does. Yeah, it just completely detaches you from life itself. And no. The good sponsors are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we are grateful for them. We will be talking about some of their products and how they can help you, how they can empower you to heal, bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs, which is something we do here every day, 6 days a week anyway, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, right here through Natural News Radio, replayed through UK Health Radio, and, of course, Sundays on Genesis Communications Network. Thank you for being here. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is going to join us shortly, and that is courtesy of the Superstorm Sandy. We'll explain why, and Andy Weil, he's not going to like what we have to say. We're going to end cardiovascular disease today as well. After the break, here comes Dr. Nick Gonzalez on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy, of course, we always look for the bright stories, the bright side, the people that help others as well, and whether there is a disaster or not. But in the case of the bright side of Sandy, one thing I found is that we are benefiting because Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez had to cancel his trip to Germany to give a lecture because nobody was flying out. So their loss, Germany's loss, is our gain here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Nick, welcome back.
It's so great to be with you, Robert. And, yeah, it's kind of an ironic situation. I was supposed to lecture on Friday at this big conference in Baden-Baden, beautiful spa town, but all flights were canceled. So I'm stuck with – I had no patient scheduled, stuck with some free time, which is about 15 years since that's happened.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, we're glad to have you on board. I'm sorry that – I'm sure that would have been a fantastic trip. Maybe we can get to some of the things you were going to present there. As well, but you know, one of the things in following the aftermath, of course, we want to know how you're in Manhattan there. How did you fare? What did you see?
I'm up on East 57th Street, and we were not affected in terms of power outages. We lost no power whatsoever. There was no flooding here. We're kind of on a hill here. My office on East 36th Street, however, lost power and is still out of power. So it's almost a blessing that I was planning to go to Germany. I had no patients scheduled because, as you know, my patients come from all over the world. I can just imagine patients from Europe stuck in New York with no power in my office expecting to see me. So the office is closed. One of my heroic staff members made it down. I don't know how she got to the office and called me and said, there's no power. So the cutoff point was 39th Street. My office is 36, so we lost power. And I feel sorry for the people that live in that area because there's no power and no refrigeration. And I don't even know if there's running water down there. And further south, it's like from people we know, particularly my wife has some good friends that live in the Chelsea area, which is toward Greenwich Village. It's a disaster. They describe it as Armageddon, where there's floods. One of my wife's good friends and associates in business, her husband owns an organic restaurant down there, and it completely flooded. Everything was lost. Food, refrigeration, everything's gone. No electricity. And there's like 2 feet of water in the restaurant itself. So it was really very serious. And we, in terms of our apartment, one of the fortunate areas which didn't lose power.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the city was really hit very hard.
Well, it timed good in that you, I guess you had planned to go to Germany, so you didn't have any patients scheduled, so there weren't any disasters with patients really needing you at that moment.
No. The office was essentially going to be open, but no patients. I think my colleague, Dr. Isaacs, also had left it open. And she knew the storm was coming, so she left over. She had one patient who was local, so we canceled her. But basically, yeah, so our office situation has actually worked out quite well. We're just very fortunate, very grateful. But a lot of other people were not so lucky.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, we survived, I think they called it Hurricane Agnes in the early 70s, if I'm not mistaken. And as a kid going out after that storm, I remember the aftermath of the debris everywhere. So it's not often that you get a major storm coming up all the way into the Northeast like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of debris downtown. There's no question. In fact, I was amazed the stock market opened. I don't know how they managed to do that. I've heard rumors the subways are supposed to start running 7 a.m. tomorrow, some of them anyway. But as you know, as you've probably seen, some of the subways.
Some of them are not, yeah, not running. Well, listen, we got another hurricane we need to talk about today. And you we'll call him Hurricane Andy Weil, Andrew Weil, I don't know, that bearded, I don't know what I want to call him. It's not very nice when I think of this guy. And the reason I want to talk to you about him, Dr. Nick, and we've mentioned him before, is because I had an internet email kind of thing on the website. And this person, Leo, says, my parents sent me this email from Dr. Andrew Weil with this link in it, 6 supplements to avoid. And he's referencing herbal and trace minerals. And he says, oh, that could be okay, but it could be dangerous. And then, of course, by all means, never, ever, ever take the dangerous supplement known as colloidal silver. And he wanted to know, what's our take on this? I responded, and I said, I hope to talk to Dr. Nick about it. But I said, do you really want to know what I think, Andy Weil? It might be profane, but I'm going to be kind here. I said, he's a superficial dweeb who would not or could not research his way out of a wet paper sack. But, Dr. Nick, what do you think?
I think Andy has taken a very mediocre career and turned it into a very lucrative profession. Andy, as you and I know, I've met him several times. I don't know him. He's never been to my office. He's never called me. He's never asked to see cases. He's never asked to come by my office. He was on TV about 2 years ago and just launched into this totally unexpected attack saying my therapy doesn't work, as if he knew, as if he had the confidence to know, as if he had any training to understand cancer anyway. He's not trained in cancer. You know, this is a guy, think about Andrew Weil, this is a guy who repeatedly reinvents himself. If you look at his early writings, he was very heavily into psychedelic drugs. He was one of those 1960s hippie types.
Right.
Harvard-trained physician, but basically a lot of his early papers were about psychotropic drugs and how everybody, kids should be taking these, you know, hallucinogens like LSD. He was a big promoter of that. He was the kind of guy that you wouldn't want your, if you had kids, you wouldn't want your kids to be within 100 feet of him. This guy was dangerous, promoting really dangerous things like these psychedelic drugs. When that phase in American history, fortunately, kind of passed, he reinvented himself as this kind of ethnobotanist, and he had some knowledge in that. But I guess that wasn't enough, because he's a very ambitious guy, and what he did is reinvented himself as the guru of alternative medicine, even though basically he has kind of contempt for alternative medicine. And his whole goal, in my estimation, having watched his career and having met him a couple of times, is to ingratiate himself into conventional medicine, not be threatening. And he realized a couple of years ago it would be to his career benefit to attack me because I'm so controversial. I'm treating cancer. How dare any alternative practitioner think he could treat cancer? And even though he never spoke to me, never called me, never asked to see records, never asked to see cases, as one with a real objective scientific bent would do, he launched into, you know, gratis attack against me on national television. I was dumbfounded as I watched it. All he had to do was call me up. I would have been happy to send cases. But it was more important to him to ingratiate himself to the journalists who had an agenda rather than to be objectively scientific. So you can't take anything he says seriously. His main goal is to promote Andrew Weil.
Promote himself. That's right. He is a big self-promoter. He ended up coming out with his own supplement line and kind of, I think, at one point partnered with Whole Foods, whatever, but very profitable.
It failed completely because he didn't have anything to say. And this guy's never treated. I don't think he treats anything. He just pontificates. And how many times can you write the same book about take deep breaths? I mean, it would be great to take deep breaths.
I don't think
I'd want to make a career doing that.
Well, I think he reminds me like he's a spoon bender. I mean, he's into these phenomenon, but at the same time, he is attacking those who have a lot of good things to say. And particularly in your case, when he did that to you, I was like, this guy is. He's off his rocker, and that's why I say he couldn't research his way out of a wet paper sack, because if he could, he would have read or at least consulted with you to find out before he went off on the attack. And the other thing he has, he's been very pro-vaccine. And I'm thinking, does this guy know anything about injecting toxic poisons into human bodies and expecting, you know, only airy-fairy wonderful things to happen?
Andy doesn't want to offend the conventional medical world, so he kind of, just the way a lot of us go on the internet to see what the weather report is for the day so we know how to dress, he goes on the internet every day to figure out what's going on in conventional medicine so he doesn't offend anybody. And he knows the conventional doctors are big on vaccination. I don't think he studied it. I don't think that's really something he's done. If he had, he would have been very, very, very concerned about it. I mean, I was just reading a paper this morning about the nanobacteria that may be in these bovine serum developed vaccines. Nanobacteria are bacteria that 1,100th to 1,000th the size of normal bacteria. For a long time, it was questioned as to whether they existed or not, because it wasn't thought anything that small could exist. But they do exist, and they're very resistant to even our immune system. And apparently, a lot of vaccines are contaminated above and beyond the mercury and the thimerosal and the aluminum. Apparently, a lot of these vaccines developed from bovine blood, which is where they let these things develop, are contaminated with nanobacteria, and they're hard to diagnose. So a lot of these side effects could be from that. I just read that this morning, and this was not some alternative nutty place that I was reading. That I mean, I know Mercola's talked about it, but this was a scientific paper that I was reading. So. He's not. It's unfortunate because he's really denigrating serious science without having studied it, and promoting useless science without having studied that either. So he gets a lot of publicity because he's not threatening. So the alternative, the conventional people love him. The alternative people sort of still seem to like him to a large degree. And he writes very successful books that have made him a multimillionaire.
Yeah, they'll tolerate, in other words, Dr. Nick, they'll tolerate some level of quote-unquote natural interface of a medical guy as long as they don't step on the sacred cows, which it seems like Andy has basically towed that line so he could gain all the benefit. And, of course, if he harms some of the people that are out there doing good work like yourself along the way, it's not his concern.
Well, I think that all those psychotropic drugs that he took when he was younger probably affected his testosterone levels. I think that's probably part of the problem.
Great explanation.
I think he took too much psilocybin or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. So if we're to answer one of his charges here, and we have talked about this on the air, I just want to acknowledge, we utilize the silver hydrosol in the family of colloidal silver that I feel is the safest and most energetic, so we don't need a lot, and we can, never concern ourselves with toxicity or accumulation. We've talked about it. Even Mike Adams wrote about the sovereign silver recently, but he's saying all colloidal silver is dangerous. I mean, that's just not a scientific statement to make.
No, that's like saying all vitamins are toxic. Well, vitamin A in high doses is toxic. Most B vitamins are not. Yeah, it's a generalization that's ridiculous. It shows his ignorance. If you actually read the literature, which I have, studies on silver as an antibiotic go back 100 years, and certainly, as you're an expert in this, 1920s and 30s, silver was routinely used as an antibiotic, and indeed, there are still silver-based creams and lotions used in burn units, like sulfasalidine, which is an antibiotic silver-based cream they use in burn units, because mm-hmm. silver is remarkably antibiotic. In fact, one of the reasons they chose to use silver and silver fillings, of course, no one should have mercury in their mouth, I acknowledge that, but silver has an antibiotic effect. So actually, silver fillings theoretically have some benefit, because the silver itself in the silver, it's only 50% silver, 50% mercury, had an antibiotic effect and would tend to minimize cavity formation around the filling. So there was some method to the madness. I mean, mercury was a disaster, but the silver actually was a well-intentioned thought. Gold is not an antibiotic, but silver is. So a gold filling won't have that effect, but a silver filling would. It's too bad they added the mercury. But
yeah, you're right. And that's why they also didn't call it a mercury filling, because they would have said, are you mad? I mean, they already knew the impact from the hatters of the previous century.
Yeah, and all these, you know, it's interesting. The suicide rate among dentists is considerably higher than among other medical professionals. And the reason is a lot of these guys are exposed to mercury, you know, 10 hours a day, their entire professional career. It really affects the brain. It really does affect them. There's no question about it. I've met some dentists who've been exposed to mercury for years, and they're really, really off their rockers. And I think it's the mercury, seriously. Their suicide rate is quite high, causes mood disturbances. But silver is really a very effective antibiotic. And yes, there are poorly made silver products, as you know, and people are making their own silver supplements at home with the electronic device. That's insanity. The Sovereign Silver is a great product. I've been using it for years, and certainly, you know, you've talked about it and you know about it, and but it's a terrific product. It doesn't accumulate. It doesn't cause the argyria where you turn blue, because those are poorly made silver products. The difference between a well-designed nutritional supplement and a poorly designed nutritional supplement. There's well-designed silver like Sovereign Silver, and no one pays me to say that. I'm only talking from my experience. A well-designed product like silver, which doesn't accumulate, is a very small particle. It can be excreted through the kidneys very effectively and has a powerful antibiotic effect. I use it myself. 10 feet from where I'm sitting right now in my apartment, I have a bottle of Sovereign Silver, a big bottle. And I use it. I use it on my skin. I use it orally. I use it as a mouthwash. It's terrific stuff. And again, I don't work for the company.
No. But that's the point, is that we actually take the time to even read the scientific literature going back 100 plus years. And even a lot of the literature now being published in the study or field of the active state of silver, which they know what that is, they're actually trying to combine it with antibiotics to lengthen the life of the antibiotics that no longer work. So they're using silver as a crutch to hold on to their patent medicines even today.
Yeah, one of the lost histories of medicine were the 1920s and 30s, before you had the penicillin-based antibiotics, which really came into industrial production in the 1940s during World War II. Silver was a major antibiotic, and people, you know, a silver solution like Sovereign Silver, a real colloidal silver in suspension, was a major antibiotic. Then the sulfa drugs came in from Germany in the 1930s, and they got a lot of publicity, and silver was kind of forgotten. But silver, really, you read the old studies, it was extremely effective, even against terribly aggressive viral and bacterial illnesses like pneumonia and salmonella, and even the various serious flus from the 1920s and 30s. The silver, colloidal silver products from that era were very effective, and it's very fascinating to read some of the old literature in the mainstream peer-reviewed journals talking about the value of silver. But you have to use the right form.
Yes.
And the only form I use is the Sovereign Silver form, which is well-made, respects the traditions of silver manufacturers from 30, 40, 50, 70 years ago. That's the only one I recommend. You shouldn't be doing this at home. You shouldn't be trying to make it with a silver plate the way people do. And then you're going to turn blue if you use it every day. I've seen that in my own practice.
Right.
Self-designed, poorly made silver products. And a lot of stuff in the health stores is total absolute junk. So if you're going to use silver, use the right form, which is colloidal. It isn't dangerous. You won't turn blue, and it doesn't.
Exactly.
Andy hasn't spent, I don't think you spent 5 minutes in a library looking at silver.
No, not at all. You're right. And that's the point. That's the difference in what you do, what we try to do here as well. And listen, we're going to take a break. And I want to segue into one of the things. Since you can't lecture in Baden-Baden, and we have a captive audience, actually, no, an audience that chooses to be here with us every day, I want you to relate at least one of your case studies or history that you were going to relate there on a cancer case, if you don't mind, when we come back.
You bet.
All right, so we'll be back with Dr. Nick Gonzalez here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, Dr. Nick, on the Andy Weil thing. There's a lack of sensitivity here. Let me explain this. Like, I'll have people calling me. Sometimes I have doctors, of course, calling me, and I consult about their patients. But sometimes it's patients that are not mine, and there are others. But they're asking general questions. They get a hold of me. And, you know, I'm very sensitive. If they're under the care of a physician, even if I don't necessarily agree with a physician, I'll say, listen, you're under their person's care. I have a different perspective, but I'm not here to take you away or diss what that other guy's doing. Don't you have to have some respect from doctor to doctor?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a rule in our office. We try not to criticize other doctors at all, even if we think what was done was horrendous. And we see a lot of patients have been through 6 alternative practitioners, 6 conventional doctors, all leading to disaster. But it doesn't help the patient. The patient has to get over that. The worst thing you can do is have a patient who's angry with their previous doctors. Anger is not a healing modality.
Exactly,
anger doesn't
yes.
help healing. It's not a healing emotion. You've got to get over that and move forward. And one of the things that bothered me about Andy's appearance on TV, where he attacked me without my knowledge, is I have patients who are watching that show, and it really upset them. It was, here's a guy supposed to be kinder and gentler and meditates and claims he's on a spiritual path, yes. and he behaved with total disregard to advanced cancer patients under my care who were watching that show. He could have cared less. And it shows, that probably more than anything shows his character. For example, yes. if he had a problem with what I'm doing, lots of people to call me up, mm-hmm. ask to see data, ask to come to my office, have me fax some case reports. We're doing a book of 120 case reports. I could have sent him 50. Then he would make an informed decision. But to just go on the show, just because it's going to be pleasing to the interviewers who wanted to attack me, without even thinking about the effect of his words on people fighting for their lives, yeah. facing, a lot of our patients are facing death, it showed a lack of character, a lack of sensitivity, a lack of thoughtfulness, and it was a contradiction to anything that's decent and honorable in a physician.
Yes.
That's what I feel. There's no way he can defend that.
No.
He didn't think about it. He didn't think about what his words, what effect his words would have on patients.
And this, Dr. Nick, goes beyond whether he can research or not, which we've questioned. But the fact that he would just say that in disregarding these people that are under your care, that have been, a lot of them, through traditional oncology at this point, and were given up for dead. As I said, well, we can leave them at the wayside at this point, but that's another important point for any healthcare providers. out there.
If you want to know about his character, that says more about his character than anything else, anyone else. His own words convict him. As per usual, our own words always convict us. His words convict him in that regard. It's just the disregard for patients what troubled me the most. I don't care what anyone says about me, but I do care when they disturb my patients.
Yeah, well, and that's the point I wanted everybody to hear, and especially healthcare providers out there, that you might receive somebody who's coming to you for a consult. And you might, as you said, Dr. Nick, disagree with what they've done, but you really want to take them forward in a positive fashion. I mean, you can acknowledge these things, but there are ways to do it that would be constructive, positive, and uplift them so that you can actually genuinely help them if that's the case in point, that they're willing and ready to go with you in that way.
Yeah, move forward. Don't look back. Absolutely.
So if we look forward here with one of the patients you were going to present in Baden-Baden, this week, you mentioned off the air, is about, what is this, Burkitt's lymphoma? Can you describe
Burkitt's
what this
lymphoma,
is?
Burkitt's lymphoma, it's kind of an interesting disease. It's one of the few cancers that's been associated with infection. It's been linked definitively to Epstein-Barr infection, which causes mononucleosis in its less aggressive form. In Africa, it's very common because Epstein-Barr is a very common infection in Africa. It's less common here. In fact, several years ago, I talked to the Epstein-Barr Burkitt's lymphoma expert at Sloan Kettering, who admitted she only saw six cases a year. It's that rare in the U.S., and people come from all over the country to see her with Burkitt's lymphoma, usually seen in children. It's a very aggressive cancer. This was an interesting patient. I was going to present a series of about six patients in Baden-Baden this Friday. I'm not going to be there, so I'll present one of them now. She's not what I would call one of my long-term survivors, but she's such a moving case that I was going to present her. I thought you and I were talking about during the break, so I'd talk about her now. She comes from originally from California, and she was raised in a family that was interested in alternatives. When she was about 10 years old, she developed terrible, terrible allergies, and her very dedicated, devoted parents brought her to a number of conventional doctors. They could do nothing, then brought her to an alternative physician, went on an organic diet, started taking supplements, she got well. So her family always was, after that time, very interested and committed to alternative approaches. When she was 32 years old, about 4.5 years ago, she developed a series of vague symptoms, fevers, ongoing fevers, chills, night sweats, fatigue, malaise. She went to her doctor repeatedly, and he thought she had shingles for some reason, put her on Valtrex, which is an anti-herpes. Shingles is a herpes-type infection.
Yes.
Put her on Valtrex, which is a drug for herpes. Got gradually worse over about a number of months. Finally, in August 2008, she developed a tumor the size of a half a football that just within a period of days popped out of her back. Now, Burkitt's lymphoma can grow very quickly. It can grow within a period of a week or two. She ended up in the emergency room. They did a series of tests. She had a 15-centimeter tumor in her chest, a tumor in her ovary, tumor in her intestine. She had it everywhere, stage 4 advanced. She was sick. She lost about 20 pounds. The doctor, they biopsied, it turned out to be Burkitt's lymphoma, rare disease. And they said, you have to start chemo within 24 hours. You're going to be dead within 10 days. And she was unable to leave the hospital. So she started chemo. They use what's called the McGrath protocol for Burkitt's. It's a very aggressive protocol. It involves 10 different drugs, two sequences of drugs, McGrath A, McGrath B. And you get them in sequence. Started chemo immediately, and she had some response. Now, the thought was that chemo alone would not cure her, that they had to do a bone marrow transplant. But in order to do a bone marrow transplant, you have to get the patient into complete remission, and that was their goal. Well, she did chemo for about 3 or 4 months. By December of 2008, they decided to do the CAT scans, and lo and behold, it hadn't completely regressed. There was some regression. In January 2009, they did a PET scan, which clearly showed the disease had not regressed. Met with the bone marrow transplant specialist. She was out in Seattle at the time. And the oncologist was very honest with her and said that you're not in remission. We can do a bone marrow transplant, but the likelihood the transplant itself process would kill you. And there's no way that this is going to be curative because we can't get you in remission. And the parents who were with her asked her how long she might live, and she said, you know, the oncologist was very honest and said 6 months. Now, that decision of the oncologist saved that patient's life because another oncologist might have said, yeah, let's go do the bone marrow transplant.
Let's go ahead and do it anyway, yeah.
Patient would have died. I never would have met her. Well, with no other options, they started looking at alternatives, learned about me through a friend, came to see me. Now, when I first met her, she was in the spring of 2009. She was so weak she couldn't sit up in the chair in front of my desk. She had to sit on the couch that I have against my back wall. And her parents sat in the two chairs in front of my desk, and they basically did the history. She was so sick she could barely talk. She had a scarf on because she lost her hair. You could see that she was absolutely a beautiful girl and tall like a model, but it was emaciated. She had the green pallor of a terminal cancer patient.
Wow.
She was very sick, like 33 years old. But she had enormous dedication, and she was really determined to get well. And this is a woman who should be in the prime of her life. And there was a sparkle in her, and she was determined to do this therapy, as weak as she was. And I have to credit the parents, because they took her in, and they helped to do my very rigorous nutritional therapy. Within 6 weeks, an x-ray was done that showed significant 50% regression in the tumors in her chest. And a PET scan that was done about 6 months later showed total complete regression. Now, one of the interesting things about her, not only did she go into total remission, just on my therapy, she wouldn't get any chemo at that point, they told her she'd be sterile when they gave her the chemo, because that aggressive chemo used with the McGrath-A and McGrath-B really makes you sterile whether you're a man or a woman. So about a year ago, she became pregnant, and about a year ago, she actually gave birth. She got pregnant about 18, you know, 19.
Wait, hold on a second. She had been through all that brutal treatment, and through your detox and cleansing and organic, and I mean, this is stunning, even according to the things that I know that you're able to help people to do.
Her ovaries regenerated basically with all the good nutrition. When she came in, she was basically infertile. She wasn't having periods anymore. Chemo really destroyed her. Basically put her in menopause. On the program, her periods came back. She was able to get pregnant. Of course, she was eating organically, so she had a beautiful, healthy baby girl. The daughter's about a year old now, and she's in extraordinarily good health. The patient's in good health. She has a whole life in front of her. Now, she's it's about 4 years, 4.5 years since her diagnosis now, so she's not yet a 5-year survival. But she's had total regression of disease, hasn't recurred. She does her program, has a healthy daughter, and she has her whole life ahead of her. And it's just was really a wonderful case because of her age and the aggressive nature of the cancer that she had.
Let's introduce her to Dr. Andrew Wheel. God, man.
Well, you can't, you know, someone like that, you just have to kind of avoid like a rotten fish. You just try and get rid of it. Don't think about it. My goal, if you have nothing positive to say, just don't say it.
You wonder if there is a way you can reach the heart of those people. They've made choices that are quite different in this lifetime. So, but this is a sensational recovery, and it's an understatement to say that. Total regression and had a baby that's healthy.
That's what makes the case of the patient so interesting. She was able to have a baby when they told her, the experts in Seattle told her she'd be infertile. She lived, but they didn't expect her to live anyway.
Has she gone public with this information? I mean, this is the kind of thing that impacts so many lives once you hear this, because a lot of this is theoretical for people till they meet a living example like that.
She actually, using her real name, she actually wrote an article for Suzanne Summers' website about 18 months ago, 2 years ago.
If you can find that website,
you could probably get it in the archives. It's about 18 months ago that she wrote the article, and she hadn't even been out that long at that point. But she was already well, and she hadn't had her baby yet. But she wrote a very moving piece. She was a beautiful writer. She wrote a very moving piece about her success on our therapy. Just
incredible.
Suzanne was teary-eyed about it. Suzanne actually spoke to her and called her up and spoke to her, and then publish this article on her website. And we're doing a book, actually be two volumes of 120 cases, just to answer the moronic critics. And she'll be one of the cases.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I tell you what, everybody, if you haven't picked up What Went Wrong, the truth behind the clinical trials of the enzyme treatment of cancer by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, we have it linked up in all of his wonderful books here, so you can actually see past the propaganda of even those who claim to be friends of natural medicine. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up this hour with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Remember, his website's linked up. It's drdr-gonzalez.com. Check it out 24/7. And if there's anybody that needs that kind of help, just you can reach out. If it's timing, if it's the right thing, it'll all come together. So stand by. Coming back with Dr. Nick after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Like I said, I'm grateful for the Superstorm Sandy. Of course, my heartfelt prayers go to everybody out there that's affected negatively by this. It's a challenge and tragedy. These things happen throughout the history of planet Earth. You know, and that's why we always talk about being prepared, although your government says be prepared, but at the same time, if you're a prepper, you could be a terrorist. It's a bizarre schizophrenic thing our government does on this level. But the bottom line, the good thing is Dr. Nick is with us today because he couldn't go to Germany. We're sorry about that for those that are going to miss him, but we're grateful. That story you told, the case history, sensational. One day maybe we can talk with her as well. But we had a question from a listener about vitamins. You know, this has been the thing. The industry we're in, a lot of it synthetic. Even a lot of it now where they claim it's food grown, they have synthetic vitamins and they throw in a little spirulina and such. I've worked with some companies that I've had great clinical success with. We may mention them, but your perspective from a listener wanting to know, did you find anything good that we can work with?
Well, a first point, the supplements we use, we've really designed for our program. They're not really commercially available. But having said that, I'll talk about some of the companies. About a year ago, I had dinner with an executive in the supplement industry who works currently for a major corporation, major supplement company that does good work. I won't mention any of these companies by name. He had this all true. He had been offered a job at one of the preeminent natural supplement companies in the U.S. that's very well known. It's at all the health food stores. Has a great reputation. It's all natural. All the vitamin and mineral supplements are, quote, natural. They're not synthetic. This is what's advertised. Well, he was asked to be actually one of the executives at this company, went to their plant, which is not in the U.S., went to the plant and had a tour and spent several days down there, and he was absolutely appalled. What he found is they had vats of yeast, and they use this yeast. They claim they use this yeast fermentation product to get the high levels of vitamins and minerals into the final product, and it's all, quote, natural. But what he saw them doing is dumping synthetic vitamin minerals into the vats, and then the yeast would incorporate it into their cells, and they would incorporate it in high levels. And then they would harvest the yeast, and one of the problems with the supplement is about 70% yeast, so a lot of people with yeast problems react to it. But the high levels in vitamins and minerals that they claim are purely natural are really basically synthetic that are absorbed into the yeast. So a lot of the companies that claim to be that claim high doses of natural vitamins, you got to be really suspicious about it. And what it basically, what it seems to be, according to this guy, and he's a real expert. I mean, he's been in the supplement industry his entire adult life, mm-hmm. and at a high level. So they're basically taking synthetic vitamins and minerals, putting them into vats of yeast. The yeast accumulate it, and then they harvest it, and they say, well, it's natural. It comes from the yeast. Well, not really. So you have to be careful. That's the first point. Secondly, we use some, I'll be very blunt, we use some synthetics. You can't get the doses of vitamin C that we need in our advanced cancer patients. It's all done orally. We don't use IV. Without using some synthetic. Now, what we do find, and we've looked into this extremely closely, my mentor Kelly was an expert in supplements, and when the vitamin C is absorbed, I mean, chemically it has the same structure. Yes, I know all the information about how if you do it under certain lights and certain microscopy, the structure will be different. But actually what the cells will do, if it's done properly and designed properly, if the whole supplement is, they can convert it into the natural form using it as basically a raw material, just the way the yeast does with the synthetic vitamins and the so-called natural vitamins. We have to be very careful when they claim it's natural, just like the old saying about, you know, rose hips vitamin C. There's not enough rose hips on the earth to make the supplements that are being promoted as rose hips.
Right, right.
It takes, you know, pounds and pounds and pounds to get a capsule. So I know all this, you know, it's just not enough rose, not enough natural stuff.
No, and Dr. Nick, I mean, there is a controversy about the whole idea of high potency, mega potency, and of course in critical crisis interventions, I agree. I think there are times where it's life-saving, even though it's not food-grown, this vitamin C. I don't argue the clinical success and results. That's what I always come back to, is the bottom line is I want people to get well. Does it help them to get well? Is it going to intoxicate them to death or not?
Okay.
You know, these are the questions I would ask before making decisions about utilizing this. Yet there are some companies that I found to be very legitimate and doing good work and not hyping up mega potencies. They just said these are food grown. For instance, the Biosaninate Response or the Mega Food there, I've had great success with over the years with other companies where I've had some or marginal. So, I mean, I know
right.
There are some good ones.
Well, there are. And, you know, I want to emphasize that most of the products we use are natural, or really natural. We use, you know, we use a lot of glandulars and enzymes that are from organically raised animals. And that's the emphasis of our program. We don't find high doses of vitamins and minerals to be all that effective, and they do cause all kinds of problems. What you need is you need to use the right dose in the right person, you get the right response. The wrong dose in the wrong person, you get a catastrophe, and vitamins and minerals are very powerful, and you have to know to use them properly.
Right.
And sometimes we have to use high doses, and you're going to use synthetically based, but they have to be properly made, and if you use the synergistic cofactors, you can get a good effect, and we do. Most of our products, however, are natural and naturally derived and naturally designed and not fraudulent like some of the companies out there.
Well, exactly. So for me, I defer to the, you know, like your clinical response. And it's the same thing. We've talked at length about the diets for, you know, everybody being unique. The basic thing that we all have in common is that we don't need toxic poisons as part of our diet, for instance. But beyond that, then you personalize, you individualize the treatment, the diet for each person coming to you for help. And that's the important distinction to make when you get these generalizers about, well, I found the holy grail of diets. And it's like, listen, you might do well on it for a while, and then your body shifts, metabolism needs different. And that's the point of what we've covered over the years we've been doing radio together.
Oh, absolutely. Everything should be individualized. You have to use nutrients very carefully. You know, these are the mediators of metabolism, and they fit into biochemical pathways perfectly. That's what they were designed to do. Drugs were not designed to do that. Drugs are actually poisonous analogs of mediators of metabolism, of which vitamins and minerals are the perfect cofactors. So they're very powerful. And one reason there are so many negative reports about vitamins and minerals, and not that they don't work, is that they're using the wrong dose in the wrong form. They're treating everyone in their group with the same dose in these clinical studies, and they get mixed results. You have to individualize everything, including the dose of vitamin C, for example. Every patient's going to need a different dose. So you really have to individualize it, and that's the key, as you correctly suggest.
Hmm. Well, listen, we've always the fastest, any minutes of healing we get to do together, they go by all too quickly today, and this is the time we're almost out of time. Next hour, I'm going to talk about some of these issues with the cardiovascular disease, trying to finally, once and for all, it seems like every time we try to eliminate the cholesterol mythology as a causation aspect, the media is still buying into it, and even some of these health food stores are still selling things to lower it, and it's like, I got to try one more time next hour.
Good luck.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, we may need to know. We got some great stuff. Stephen Huer is going to be joining us. We'll talk about the non-denatured whey protein as well and its role in health as well. So, Dr. Nick, thanks so much. I'm so sorry you couldn't make it to Germany, but their loss is our gain. And you guys check it out, Dr. Gonzalez, dr-gonzalez.com. That's with a Z. You've got it linked up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Everybody, pick up the books. We've got the links to it, including the latest What Went Wrong. If you haven't read it, it is stunning what it reveals, and I encourage you to go out and get it right now. Thanks again, Dr. Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Every time we're together, he helps me really strengthen this message. And what is it? It's just simply to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show for any length of time, you know we're all on a healing journey. A journey that's not just physical, it's not just emotional, it's not just mental. It actually includes economic and political realms, and yes, spiritual. It's all spiritual. And I don't say that to frighten you, just to, you know, hopefully acknowledge and embrace that we got a higher purpose for being on this planet. And part of that higher purpose can only manifest, I believe, when you're as healthy as you could possibly be. That's why I don't look to assault people with toxic chemicals, even if they're patented, or maybe especially if they're patented or approved by the Fear and Death Administration. That's a trap. It's certainly a form of slavery, chemical slavery, and we are definitely not into slavery here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Now, along the way, we meet a lot of good friends on this healing journey that acknowledge and recognize it, that if they aren't already awake, they are on the process of awakening. And as much as any of us can be awake, there's always another level of awakeness we can achieve. So you try to find people that share those ideals and enjoy life and have great humor and have probably been through a lot of pain, too, to get to this point in understanding. And we love them. We love them dearly. And we bring those people on. And right now, this hour, I bring in one of those people back here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll explain why in just a moment. But I just want to say welcome back, my friend, Stephen Huer.
Wow, your eloquence and introduction was wonderful. Thank you, Robert. It's inspiring to hear you talk.
Well, you know, you inspire me, your journey. We talk off the air about the things you've been through, and you've been through a whole heck of a lot, and it's not an understatement. It's not overstating it either. It's the truth. And these parts of life that really, I suppose they're difficult, but they transform us, hopefully, to make us more able not only live our own lives, but to help others that are truly in need.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the way to get out of the poor me mentality that for many years was my, you know, problem of like poor me, poor me, poor me. But when you actually take time to really sit with it, then you realize that, you know, in the overall picture of things, you're an immortal soul, and that this body is one lifetime of experience of learning. And if you've taken on a particularly challenging experience with your embodiment, and or you have certain karmic debts to pay back, then so be it, to clean up your karmic slate and get closer to the God within, but also that you've taken on, and you should be appreciative of your body, be appreciative of your experience, because your soul is learning so much and you are learning so much that otherwise you would never have learned, and many other people who have been less challenged but all of a sudden have an acute crisis in their lives, or they become aware of some disease that they're experiencing, you then happen to possess the treasure chest of pearls and wisdom that they need to learn that they wouldn't have time to learn because it's not readily available, because you've spent the last, you know, 30, 40 years unraveling your own unique health challenges or spiritual, emotional health challenges.
Yes. You know, Stephen, years ago I came to the conclusion, after suffering a lot in my own right, I've told my story, we've shared it on the air many times about all the ailments and pains that I had. And I don't say it in terms of a why me, although there were times in my young life where I didn't know, and I would say, why me, oh Lord, why am I suffering this way? And there was a certain point in time where I surrounded myself with peers that had an openness to spirituality, to concepts and perspectives, and not in a dogmatic way. And I know, because even if you mention karma, some people from a Christian background will be very angry and upset. And of course, Jesus said, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. And physics, exactly. We call it cause and effect. So I don't get hung up on the dogma of these things. And I'm not even talking about dogmatic karma. Oh my gosh, I've stepped on a flea. Now I'm going to have to reincarnate as a flea. That's not what we're talking about.
No,
we could have fun like that. But at a certain point, Stephen, I realized this is going to sound weird to some of you, but I said, God loves me enough to allow me to suffer than the way I have, so that I could be opened up enough to communicate these truths in my life to help others, much less in my own self. And the measuring stick was to me, how much love do I have in my life, as opposed to how many Federal Reserve notes I had. I mean, that was a losing proposition to think of it in paper.
Yes, well put. And that's really beautiful, the way you just said that. I love everything you just said. I couldn't really add any more to it. I just go, wow, wonderful revelation, wonderful wisdom. You're, a real inspiration to people if they can hear what your experience has been and where you're coming from now.
Well, it's fun to be able to actually delve into these subjects, and it's not like we don't do some traditional talk radio. You know, the medium is very engaging. Sometimes it's outrageous and offensive. But what I find is that the fall down of talk radio is that it tends to be just eliciting emotional reaction, leaving people anxious and angry, as opposed to, perhaps providing some tools that people could actually use to make change and not wait for it, but actually be that change.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I find the most enjoyable aspect of life, is that to not be a victim, but to go, okay, well, here's whatever challenge this is. I'm so experienced in life with finding so many other answers, or having drawn into my life so many other answers, that I can do the same thing for this particular challenge. I don't have to go into fear. Mm-hmm. I have to go into trust that this is a necessary experience that God is allowing me to go through, so that I can learn to deal with people that are maybe oppositional, antagonistic, but deal with them from the most centered, peaceful place within myself. Because really, these people who may pose to be the antagonistic and negative are in a very negative, unhappy state of consciousness, really. And if you can display a truly genuine higher state of consciousness of more love and more peace within yourself, despite how they're treating you, mm-hmm. you transform them, and they become more open to hearing whatever your message is.
Yeah, now you're talking about going beyond reaction. In other words, there are people that come into our lives, I honestly believe this, that sometimes they bring the love, sometimes they bring other things, and you're like, oh man, why? Come on, really? And yet, it tends to force at least me to sometimes self-reflect and go, hey, what's going on in my life that this is happening? What am I not looking at? What am I not seeing? Now, this doesn't excuse bad behavior, whether it's somebody else's or even my own, but it really is about the play that's designed to help each of us to open up to newer levels of conscious awareness. Now, how is it practically done? In practical terms. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, we're talking with Stephen Huer this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very blessed to have him back on board here. That you all know him from One World Way, WHEY. And I'm going to ask him about something that I talked with Ty Bollinger about that yesterday, but we'll get to that. But one of the reasons I asked Stephen to come on today was related to a YouTube video that I saw of him that he did recently. And it is sensational, and I don't say this lightly. I'm not trying to hype it either. I really believe this. This is why I asked Stephen. You tell him, Stephen, I called you right away. I said, Stephen, I got to get you on because of this. And the headline is this. Here it is. Find out 8 things you must avoid to protect your arteries right now, and learn how to naturally clear arterial plaque buildup. Now, as a headline, that goes, whoa, everybody wants to know that. But there's so much misinformation out there. I've been cutting through it for years, and I can't often do a show totally dedicated to one topic, because we've got to cover so many things here. But what you did in that YouTube is you went from A to Z with the science, and you made it understandable.
Yeah, and actually that's, my goal is to alleviate human suffering. I want to put, peace and contentment back into people's hearts and minds, which is to say, having been knowledgeable enough to be free from the fear of disease. And in this case, this is a focused topic on the freedom of fear of the disease of cardiovascular plaque. I mean, what we hear, like you've just said, is unfortunately just statistical numbers. 3 out of 5 people will suffer from cardiovascular disease by age 55 or 60, or whatever those statistics are, and whatever particular disease label you want to call it. They're irrelevant and meaningless. They're not really empowering anybody, because those numbers aren't really real. It's just a matter of, are you ignorant of how to live dietarily and in your, in mental emotional states to support a body environment that will prevent cardiovascular disease? Or are you still ignorant of the topic such that you will be at the effect of your ignorance and suffer some or significant levels of cardiovascular plaque, and thus risk having, the problems of a stroke or a heart attack?
You said this, freedom from fear of disease. Wow. I mean, that's huge. Freedom from fear of disease. Imagine. Now, many of us grow up in the Western world believing that there's just a genetic roll of the dice. If you've had family members like I've had die of cancer, you might think, well, it's my lot in life, not a whole heck of a lot I can do. I'm not really looking forward to it, but hey, the docs say it's in your genes. Or cardiovascular. How many families have a lot of heart attacks in the families and strokes at earlier ages? Yep. And you say, well, not a whole heck of a lot I can do. That sets the stage for fear and victim status. And yet, the medical profession plays into that along with the government sanctioning of it. Whether it was corporate medicine prior to Obamacare, which is also corporate medicine, to be honest, none of what you cover in that YouTube video, and by the way, we have it linked up today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You got to check it out and read it, watch it. It's worth the minutes you're going to spend because it will transform you and your understanding of things that I can pepper in from time to time in great depth and in great detail. And that you will no longer specifically from the freedom from fear of disease, you will now have the freedom from fear of cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, and that, again, well put. It's like we want to really get people to recognize that they have all the intelligence and all the sensibilities to look at nature, to look at all the history of the past and their ancestral eating habits and see that disease didn't exist 200 years ago. Pretty much there was no cardiovascular disease. There was virtually no cancer. But only in modern times do we have all these diseases, and particularly in the United States, so that they can just look at that information alone and start to make assessments themselves that the cancer, the cardiovascular disease, the diabetes have nothing to do with genetics. They have everything to do with failure to pay attention to natural law and to live in harmony with it. Mm-hmm. And that natural law would be, one, soil fertility and proper agriculture so that all the foods are grown with their proper nutrient density, and then the proper preparation of the food so there's the least amount of processing. It still retains the most amount of its original inherent energy and nutrient levels, and to consume those things and to drink water in that state. And if people understand that real simple perspective, then they'll realize that, you know, 80-90% of what's offered in the commercial marketplace for food is in the category of disease-causing substances, from all the restaurants to the supermarkets to all the pre-processed packaged foods from General Mills and Johnson & Johnson and whoever. I mean, these things are all prepackaged and death-encouraging substances. Yeah. So, you know, nature is very simple. No animal in nature suffers from degenerative diseases of any kind if they don't have any – if they have access to their food supply and they don't suffer from any man-made chemicals or toxins in their environment, then they live pretty much free of all disease. They're exposed to all these virus, fungus, and bacteria, and they don't get any kind of an infection or any kind of a disease process from that. Whereas humans have unfavorably altered the terrain of their body through intervening with drugs, through improperly prepared foods, through deficient foods, through pesticide exposure, through heavy metal exposure, through all these different insults and injuries to the body. They create an altered terrain in which they're more subject to the infectious process. So there's a lot of fear that goes, you know, in and around disease treatment today, that if you just understood nature and nature's design and how it works, you would understand that every disease could be basically reversed and or completely prevented, and it really has nothing to do with genetics. It has everything to do with just living according to natural law.
If you or anyone you know or love is concerned about cardiovascular disease, that you have a risk for it, or maybe you've already experienced a myocardial infarction, if we're going to use medical terms, this is your hour. We're going to unload that fear and just dissipate it all together. Stephen Huer is my guest. You can find him at oneworldway.com. Good friend of the program here. And we'll talk about some of the things that you can do. But we want you to understand the mechanistic process as well, right? We can get all spiritual and energetic on you, but we also know biochemistry is real. That's why Stephen just mentioned the way the food is grown. What's in it? What's not in it? We're going to continue with this discussion, very powerful healing discussion this hour. After this break, say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back with more of Stephen Huer.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Couldn't think of any better way to open November than have my good friend Stephen Hewer back on the program. We're talking about some great, great healing on all levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Stephen can go there with us, and I appreciate that very much, Stephen. By the way, check it out, oneworldway.com, W-H-E-Y.com. You'll find out all the other things that Stephen utilizes firsthand and also makes available to all of us. And you can reach him during the week, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325, or leave a message anytime, and he'll get back to you. But Stephen, we're, you know, want to set up the stage again. We've got the link up for the YouTube video where the title is this: Find Out 8 Things You Must Avoid to Protect Your Arteries Right Now and Learn How to Naturally Clear Arterial Plaque Buildup. Now, we're not going to go through all 8 of them because it's in the video, but I want to hit some of the highlights that will bring the power to heal back to the people that are worried about this cardiovascular disease. You mentioned one of the biggies, which is just generalized toxicity and generalized deficiency. I mean, that's a source of everything, but specifically, how does it play out in the vascular channels?
To the degree that a person is absent of enough antioxidants in their body and their free radical generation, the free radical production in their body from the exercise or the stress and or the dietary lifestyle habit is generating so much free radical damage that those free radicals are damaging the lining of the arteries, creating chronic inflammation. It's like you create a microscopic lesion on the lining of the artery when free radicals are running through the bloodstream unneutralized, and they then hit the lining of the artery and create a little tear there. And then the body, when it's not functioning optimally because it's already, you're not feeding it well, you're not taking care of yourself well, it would normally create a new protein structure and heal up that injury if it were functioning well. But if it's not, then it's going to do the next best thing. It's going to put calcium, cholesterol down in this area, mostly calcium and some white blood cells, and then the cholesterol is a smaller percentage. But basically, this forms a smooth surface over which blood can flow. And so in my thinking, in my particular newsletter that I wrote, it's my observed opinion and the opinion of many others is that the body intelligently puts down this smooth surface of calcium, cholesterol, plaque, so that the platelets in your bloodstream flowing that can flow over a smooth surface, because if they flow over a rough surface, it will trigger the blood clotting mechanisms, and you don't want internal blood clots because that's what creates heart attacks and strokes and whatever else.
Stephen, so, hold on here. You just described something so beautiful. That's why, again, another there's a lot more of this in the YouTube video that we have linked up with you, Stephen. But what you described is completely the opposite, if you will, of all the medical dunderheads and cardiologists going, oh, my gosh. Stephen, you were just said cholesterol was saving your life, was keeping you alive, and yet they are freaking out about the whole cholesterol issue. You don't freak out about it. I don't freak out about it. We're desperately trying to get the word out so people stop chasing their cholesterol tail when cholesterol is a life-sustaining fat that provides for brain, neurological function, endocrine production, youth, vitality, and yet they still don't get it. But you've just said it so well.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We're both on the same page. I wish everybody realized, you know, again, this is just a matter of you taking time to – it's a matter of you taking time to realize by looking at nature that you can see 200 years ago how that your ancestors all ate high amounts of butter, eggs, pork fat, beef fat, high amounts of cholesterol-rich foods, and there was no heart attacks and there was no cardiovascular disease of any kind. So again – since 80% of the cholesterol in your body is produced by your liver,
yes,
it's obvious that the body needs cholesterol in very high amounts. Robert, you just mentioned some of the reasons why it's there. It's also required for every single cell wall. It's also required to make your steroid hormones. So you really cannot live without this vitally important substance. And so the body knows exactly what it's supposed to be used for. And the other reason that this is valuable to look at this subject is to back up again a little bit further, mm-hmm, and to go over this particular point of view that the doctors have versus the holistic point of view. The holistic point of view starts with the premise that the body is always responding any symptom that it has, whether it's plaque in the arteries, whether it's joint inflammation, whether it's diabetes, whether it's high blood pressure, it's always expressing an intelligent response to a given stressor or a set of stressors. Instead of looking at that symptom as the disease, look at it as a sign as to looking, then you have to be your Sherlock Holmes and ask the question, what is the reason the body has this response? What is the cause of the stress? Is it emotional? Is it physical? Is it a combination of both? And then assess if it's injury, toxins, or both, and then go at removing that toxin, go at removing, healing the damaged tissues so that the actual symptom goes away. Then you're addressing causes, whereas in the medical world, they're saying the cardiovascular disease is the problem, and since we're finding cholesterol in the lining of the arteries, we're going to blame the arteries. And yet 90% of the actual plaque is supposedly calcium, not even cholesterol. It's only 10% of it's actually, you know, because when you have injured tissue, the body typically, if it can't repair it correctly with proper collagen, connective tissue, laminin, protein synthesis, it's going to instead use calcium and the scar tissue formation, and in this case in the arteries, a little bit of plaque or a little bit of cholesterol to repair the tissue. So calcium is frequently used as the dominant repair substance when you have incomplete, unhealthy repair of tissues. So,
well, yeah, this is the disappointment, though. When we look at sometimes our so-called natural community, they still are falling prey to the cholesterol causation hypothesis, because even the health food stores carry whole sections about how to reduce cholesterol. I'm thinking, oh, they're taking advantage of economic ignorance. Maybe they're participating in it. And I'm not here to call out any individual by name. That's not my point. But we've still got a long way to go, not only to obviously educate the medical community, but even our own, let's say, brothers and sisters here in the natural realm that still are still gone, well, yeah, I can't abandon the cholesterol thing just yet.
I know. They take the red rice yeast and they do other maybe amino acids to maybe lower the cholesterol levels. You know, there's various things that they're doing in an attempt to treat it naturally to lower the cholesterol as though that's the causative factor. And again, completely missing the real foundational cause of why plaque would build up in the arteries to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and again, we come back to metabolic waste, but also external synthetic toxins introduced into the environment and then get into our body via food, water, or air, adding to the burden. As you mentioned, not enough antioxidants. We might think we have, but they're being countered because of all the additional burdens or poisons beyond what would be considered normal metabolic waste. And that was like, you know, the years past, you mentioned days gone by. We're primarily dealing with metabolic waste. Okay, dawn of the Industrial Revolution, we had a lot of additional industrial pollutants in certain areas that did increase certain diseases that never existed before, shortened lifespans, but they're always explicable via the terrain, the environment, the milieu, not about, oh my gosh, you've got too much cholesterol.
Exactly. And that when you had the Industrial Revolution and you had people inhaling all these toxins in the environment or absorbing them from their working environment, then those are going into the tissue structure. And then the metabolic pathways for converting food into energy are now interfered with, reduced, and or offline completely. And instead of efficiently converting food into energy, it's inefficiently done. So you have a tendency towards more acid production. And you also have the body's detoxification capacity overwhelmed more, so it can't get rid of the normal metabolic waste from conversion of food into energy. So you have this huge snowball effect when you have the industrial revolution pollutants in your body mm-hmm. to contend with. It just brought in all the different acceleration of pollution buildup in the body and the disease process.
Well, which allopathic medicine said was a sign that we need more toxic poisons to counteract the toxic poisons. Case in point, FDA-approved patent medicines. Whereas if we would look rationally at this, we'd say, wow, we need to really counteract things that we've never been exposed to that are creating inflammatory responses in the body. For the sake of our discussion today, Stephen, the issue then becomes vascular inflammation. We're not saying that it doesn't happen elsewhere, but I really want to kind of get through the pathways that are happening here so people can understand with information, not just hype or hyperbole, that what we're talking about has a basis in legitimate, validated science.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they just took and helped the body to make supplementation to help the body make more antioxidants, I don't think that would be the answer. So the newsletter that I wrote and sent out that people can get if they, you know, call us and sign up for the newsletter, we'll just forward it to them, or they can see it on the blog mm-hmm. post too on the internet.
Yes.
They'll be able to get the causative factors, the 8 different causative factors we put in the newsletter, and they'll be able to get the supplementation recommendations that are helpful to create a biochemistry that would help to reverse and prevent plaque from occurring again.
Mm-hmm. And that's the great detail here. Now, we know that there are allopathic physicians who I do respect that utilize synthetic amino acids intravenously. They talk about chelation, and these things actually, they do work. I don't argue with that. I just like to give people options that maybe don't have access or cannot afford that kind of intervention to also, how do I respond to the fact that I may already have some vascular issues? You may already have it acknowledged by the medical profession. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just suspicious. Can you do things in the botanical realm that will actually clean it out, that's not just a proverbial pipe dream?
You can. I mean, arginine has been well researched, and it's been shown to actually reverse plaque in the arteries quite effectively. And that's just an amino acid that you have to take enough of a couple times a day. Then there's the role of the essential fatty acids, omega-6 and omega-3, their anti-inflammatory effects. There are blood viscosity effects, keeping the blood thin. Then there's raising your protein synthesis in your body. So, you know, when you're older, your ability to create proteins diminishes, and that's because of a diminished level of growth factors. If you could raise one growth factor in your body to a higher level, you're going to synthesize the proteins along the lining of the arteries so that lining called the intima can potentially heal up, because you're now creating proteins better. And I have one case history of a man that was, you know, 70% occluded carotid arteries who got on this one product and as well as supplementation. He got on some supplements and his dietary changes too.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in 12 months, had 100% clean arteries again. So I've had experience proving that this stuff is legitimate personally, but I've also read that it's substantiated in other study circles. You know, and then there's natural vitamin C, food-based vitamin C. That's going to be helpful for creating the connective tissue along the lining of the arteries. Then there's the anti-inflammatory effects of taking the One World Whey by raising your glutathione, and glutathione being the master antioxidant of the body. It's going to be a dominant factor in reducing inflammation throughout the whole body. And if you can reduce the inflammation, then the body can tend to heal things up much quicker and easier without the calcium cholesterol plaque. And then you got some minerals and another vitamin K2. So there's some minerals like selenium, mm-hmm. copper, and zinc that are all needed for enzymatic pathways based
zinc
on studies.
Repair. Yeah, the copper also is like helps to work with zinc to repair, and it alters, if you will, the rate. It kind of controls the rate, the master that's kind of looking over the building project, so to speak. They all have a place to work together. And when you understand that, you can bring these things in rationally. You're not just kind of going, I'm going to grab a bunch of pills and hope something works. I mean, you're literally making choices based on this conscious awareness of these pathways and what supports what.
Exactly. And it's so It's a very powerful protocol that I put together. So if a person would observe the dietary restrictions and adhere to the dietary inclusions that are okay, then they would be able to take care of a large percentage of the offending reasons why they have this plaque and inflammation to begin with, to stop that, and then they would be able to use the supplementation to bring in the powerful medicinality of the correct nutritional products that can support the reversal. And the last item that I was going to mention in terms of the recommended nutrients would be vitamin K2, because we want to, if wherever there's calcification, that's a sign of excess calcification of the soft tissues. That's a sign the tissue's never healed completely or correctly, so they put calcium down to strengthen the weak protein structure. So if you take vitamin K2, that's been shown to conclusively reverse calcification of the arteries.
This is huge, yes, because as we talk about the issue of cholesterol out there, and they say, oh, cholesterol causes arteries. Well, it's always been about calcification of it and what creates that scenario. And that's something we want to talk a little bit more about on the other side of this break with Stephen Huer. You can check him out online. I've got the links up in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com today. And you can get your One World Way by calling 888-988-3325. And, of course, watch the video that goes into more depth than we'll even have time to go into today. But I want to go in, and I'll mention one mineral when we come back from this break as well that I feel is very important dealing with vascular integrity and elasticity of the connective tissue. All right, we'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With the information presented today, we hope we'll be on the air tomorrow, because I think the field of cardiovascular surgery is going to be very upset because we pretty much eliminated the need for bypasses. And, of course, that was the whole basis why the chelation therapy fell out of favor over 50, 60 years ago in the medical profession. They knew not only would it remove heavy metals in a rapid and an acute manner, but they found the side benefit, not effect, was that, oh, wait, wow, the arteries have been cleaned out. Now, they do it aggressively in a way that we may not be necessary for most of the people out there listening today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why Stephen Huer and I are talking about this, and why I linked to the video that will give you information in a short number of minutes that they don't tend to even acknowledge even in medical schools. Even if they do learn it, once they graduate, it's out the window, and now you got to get your statin drugs.
And the other thing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, and the other thing too is you have to remember is that if you just do the medical intervention, typically most people won't realize the causes, and they won't not change their really lifestyle. Adopt a lifestyle that prevents it. Yeah,
and that's the full-on empowering aspect of what we're discussing here, what we do on this show. That's a little bit different. Now, we are all about freedom, so we don't say, I want to ban everything out there. But if you have information, you can make fully informed decisions. And what more do you want as a human if you believe in liberty, if you believe in health sovereignty like we do here? Now, I wanted to add one mineral that's often overlooked that we utilize here very well for connective tissue disorders as well as the vascular issue, and that is the trace mineral silica or silicon. And that plays along well with all of the things you mentioned in the last segment. We use a food-grown 5-to-1 concentrate from the tea that we get from Alta, which is great. But it's just a compliment to all of the things that we've done to go into the nitty-gritty, if we can call it, detail that, Stephen, you've brought to us today, which is so amazing.
Well, thank you for that, Robert. And I wasn't totally aware of the value of the silica like you just brought out, but I know that it is very important for tissue construction and bone formation. And there's kind of a scarcity of it in the food supply, so that's good to hear you've got something like that. I found that with this particular supplement protocol, and that when people adhere to perhaps a blood type diet and alkalinization and detoxification work, that the body naturally would reverse plaque and naturally get rid of inflammation and restore elasticity and youthful function to the body, so that, you know, the quality of life improves, you feel much younger and more energy.
Yeah, and Stephen, one of the things I've noticed with cardiovascular disease, it's not like you're dying of a degenerative disease in the same way like with cancer or other things. It's an accident. It's like a car accident. Suddenly, boom, an artery breaches or the clotting occurs. And so the people with cardiovascular disease that end up dying of a heart attack could have lived 50, 60, 70 years because they're not in a cancerous degradation state. And yet they're treated in such a radically invasive way that the actual invasion, albeit maybe saves their life temporarily from something they didn't know what the cause was, but it actually creates so many other scenarios that they end up developing things like cancer because of the invasive treatment.
Yeah, and again, when you're not addressing the cause, most of the disease processes of the body are just based in toxic accumulation with a consequent increased acid pH, lowering of oxygen levels, and the overall tissue congestion leads to the various different disease labels that people are given. That's why, you know, we're really always promoting, here's just the conditions for creating health. If you just create, you know, these circumstances for your body, then the natural result will be a progression towards health.
Absolutely. That's what we want to do here. Now, yesterday we got into the subject of cancer. As we always do with Ty Bollinger, a good friend, and we do Outside the Box Wednesdays now. And Ty had a great question from a listener, which you'll enjoy. And it was asking about the Budwig protocol for cancer. And this person said, I really didn't want to use the cottage cheese. And I wonder what Ty thought and what I thought about utilizing the One World Way instead. And I thought, wow, what a brilliant question. Somebody's really onto something. And Ty actually absolutely agreed with that based on what we know of the content, the protein, the sulfur content, all the things that they wanted to use the cottage cheese for in the One World Way. And then we come to find out Ty utilizes the One World Way with his whole family just like I do every day.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things I want people to know about, so that they can realize, gain the benefits of what Joanna Budwig taught. She had a very, very high success rate with people reversing cancer using the flax oil cottage cheese, but they evolved that now to promoting hemp oil because it's a better response than the flax oil. And while they're still promoting the cottage cheese, that's a lot of casein that a lot of people can't tolerate. There
right.
is the, you know, tremendous difficulty in digesting casein, especially when it's pasteurized, and a lot of allergic responses, mucus formation, a lot of potential constipation. So if you could take the whey instead, you would have something that's much higher. And the purpose for this cottage cheese was to get the sulfur amino acid cysteine to mix with the essential fatty acids to create a synergistic effect for creating a cell wall that could absorb oxygen. Well, you have a much higher content of that essential amino acid cysteine in the One World Whey protein than you do in the cottage cheese casein protein. So you don't have to worry about the casein, difficulty to digest it. You'll get this easy to assimilate whey protein, much more palatable, and even a more therapeutic effect in terms of a higher level of cysteine. So I am so on board and 100% in agreement with Ty and yours conclusion on that.
Yeah, it was a brilliant modification, and that's the thing about it. If you were to talk to someone like Budwig today, as long as they remain open to the purpose for where they begin, they're always open to these modifications. And even in homeopathy, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, who is often lauded for his rigorous work in developing the methods of healing that we use, later in his life began to modify it, much to the chagrin of modern-day dogmatic homeopaths. And so we find that even in the holistic health circles, that's why we talked about even the cardiovascular issue in terms of not just the doctors needing to learn, but even the natural remedy and medicine people that are still buying into kind of old ideas because they're so all-pervasive. And I realize sometimes it's just an economic consideration. Somebody will say, well, they're going to buy this somewhere else, so I'll just sell it to them. I know. Listen, I'm not going to judge that. That's for somebody else to decide. But that's not what we do here. We really want to take it to the purest possible level so you have the information so that you can make these choices or these modifications to already good protocols and making them even more phenomenal.
Yeah. So let's make sure everyone understands that cardiovascular disease is not a genetic Russian roulette risk factor that you got from your ancestors. It has everything to do with your diet, your drink, your lifestyle, your level of stress or ability to deal with it, and that if you understand that, then you're 100% in the driver's seat and are never needing to be a victim of cardiovascular disease of any kind.
Exactly. And that's the exciting thing, what we're able to do today together. And, of course, I'm encouraging everybody, if you have not done so, go to robertscottbell.com. In today's show notes, we have the link up to Stephen Ewer's YouTube video. You can also call him up and get on the email list as well because he's got great things that he's sending out to everybody. And the sincerity with which you go about it was born out of what we started with today, Stephen. That whole kind of the life passion, the life mission, the life pathway that we've elected to go through. And I believe that we have these choices. Some people again insist that we're just victims. And I don't follow that. That'd be miserable. I was miserable when I was a victim of all my diseases and doctors gave me drug after drug after drug. I said, no, this ain't right. And I found out I was right that it ain't right. And I started living differently. And lo and behold, wow, I created a new life altogether. And the point of suffering is, in my mind, not punishment. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's about punishment. When we mention karma, oh, it's all about punishment. No, it's about learning. It's a gift to us that without which we'd spin off unhinged. There would be no effect to anything we did. And then what would be the point?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the perfect way to view it. Why would God set up a creation whereby God is punishing God's self for failure to comply with the natural laws of creation? It's a matter of learning and evolving, and so it's really learning instead of punishment.
Yeah, I hear God calling on the other line. You need to take that?
No, yeah, let me get that call. He's got a request of me.
Oh my goodness. Well, listen, this is the thing too. I love we used to play a promo, we're on a mission from God, from the Blues Brothers, because in many ways I believe that this is a healing ministry. And when I talk about the First Amendment, I recognize and acknowledge that point, because I interviewed a pastor, a reverend, the other day, Pastor Burst from Oregon. And he's been attacked by the FDA. You know what this is all about. Simply for speaking the truth about the plants of creation, the herbs, of what they could do. And the FDA says, no, you can't say that. And if you do, we're going to shut you down. And, my argument in the counter to that is not to even play in their sandbox if it's at all possible. I know it's difficult because we live in a world where a lot of people are in the pharmaceutical matrix. And beyond that, it's very evil and it's very enslaving. And yet what we're talking about is the freedom to speak truthfully, factually about these things, and the fact that life, all life, is a spiritual occurrence, a spiritual event that we should be falling back on, and I won't say this in a negative context, of the First Amendment, saying it's a First Amendment protected right, not granted right. That is, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means they cannot stop you from basically living your religious, spiritual ideals and beliefs, as long as you don't violate the rights of others. We're not forcing this on anybody. People are receiving this information with great enthusiasm because they know it's empowering them to heal. It's not causing them to be enslaved followers.
Yes, and celebrate hallelujah to that, because everyone basically in their inner being yearns to be a self-governing, self-directing human being who has choice. And when you take away choice and start to force people to do something that you say is superior to what they wish to do, it doesn't teach them anything. They're not going to change because of your force. You can punish people all day long, and if they have a desire to grow marijuana because of whatever, personal use or whatever, they're going to have that desire whether you punish them or not. And you know, they're just like it's always been said, government cannot enforce morality. And it used to be in our government and in our society that you had to first harm someone or their property before you could be had the finger pointed at you and be accused of something and then be tried for something. Nowadays, because of this progressive brainwashing over generations, we've switched to the unfortunate circumstances where everyone is punished and considered guilty until proven innocent, or considered suspect until proven innocent. And it would be – all it would take is enough people to realize that that is not necessary, that we all need to treat each other as we can – to trust people and to get back to the place of you allow people to do what they want. And until they harm somebody else for their property, and most people aren't going to do that unless they've been harmed in some way. So you want people to switch in their consciousness back over to the state of, no, you don't punish your entire, you know, your five children because one child did something negative. You take care of, you discipline the one child. It's the same way with our society. All of society is being punished by the government because of deeds, false flag operations, or deeds done by other people. It's ridiculous.
Well, and there's an aspect of this that we call about talk about collectivism versus the understanding that you come to this planet, come to this world, this physical plane as an individual. You leave as an individual, and you're an individual spark of God, in my humble opinion. So we want to treat you with that level of respect. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And in doing so, we provide these tools for you to access the information that the paternalistic nanny state collectivists don't want you to know, because then you don't need them. And we don't want you to even need us per se. We just want you to, you know, share this information with everybody, and so that they can be empowered as well to live the life that they're here to lead, whatever your mission is. And Stephen Huer, your mission is a wonderful one, and I'm glad we're aligned in it and can get together from time to time and let loose on it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I thank you as well, Robert. It's a wonderful opportunity, and it's always fun to talk with somebody so like-minded. Thank you.
Well, I know we could go on for hours, and we'll have you back on in the near term, because we've got some other subjects we're talking about behind the scenes here we're going to cover soon. But in the meantime, all you have to do, listening out there in the show audience, is just give Stephen a holler. He's a wonderful man. 888-988-3325. Or check it out online, oneworldway.com. You can plug into a lot of the other things that are in the protocol for reversing or preventing cardiovascular decline. And it absolutely works, because it is based and rooted in sound principle, not even theory or conjecture. And that's what we do here on the show. And Stephen, thank you so much for helping me ramp it up even higher for bringing
that
power to heal. You are very welcome anytime. Open door policy for you, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right, that almost wraps it up. I got another segment here. We will see where else we can take the power to heal after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Some quick questions. Do you know what is in the water you are drinking? Do you care? Have you considered the quality of water for your plants and animals? Do you believe water is important to your life? If your water could be changed into healthy water inexpensively, would you consider changing? If so, log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Once again, StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Learn, investigate, and act. Watch the informational short videos on the website. Water is most important. Structured water is beneficial. And learn how structured water can benefit you. Log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Stephen Ewer for chiming in on heart disease. No longer will you have to fear it, no matter what your genetic predisposition or proclivity is. Give him a call, 888-988-3325. Also, the silica I just mentioned, coming from Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy. We get the Alta Health product silica, and he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Take the silica challenge. 12 a day for 1 to 2 months, depending on what you're dealing with, whether it be osteoporotic connective tissue issues or whether it be the vascular issues. It's a critical part of your recovery. Also, this is a very exciting news. You heard it in the first hour. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, unsolicited testimonial endorsement of Sovereign Silver. Dr. Nick, one of the most brilliant men I know on planet Earth in terms of medical recovery and healing. This is an amazing, amazing thing that he did. And remember, available now through shopnaturalnews.com. Shopnaturalnews.com. Get the Sovereign Silver 16-ounce size. The deals are amazing. Plus the 2-ounce topical gel. You will eliminate the need for any petrochemical first aid care. This is this is part of bringing the power to heal back to you. That's what we do here on the show 6 days a week, Super Don. And we are rocking it.
We do. We do the best we can. Absolutely.
So let's see, what else do we have? The new webpage, of course. If you check out the Super Don site, he's there. Did you put anything up already?
The Super Don site. Now, Don doesn't have his own site, but guess what?
It's like
you gave me my own webpage on the website.
It's the least I could do. People love you.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
What are we going to do? It's like an EPA Superfund site. It's an RSB Super Don site.
That's right. So if you go to the website, there's a little category there. It says Producer's Corner. I have my own corner. I'm in the corner. Robert put me in the corner.
Never put Donald in the corner.
I'm in the corner. But no, I got to figure out what to do with that. So I'm thinking maybe some behind the scenes kind of stuff. Maybe just kind of talking about the show. If people have questions about the show or want to make comments about stuff, maybe it's something I can address. And every once in a while I might get on a soapbox and talk about something. It does happen.
Yeah.
Much to Robert's chagrin sometimes. It's funny.
I shake my head. There goes Super Don again. I can't get a word in. Hooch. Hey.
So a little behind the scenes look at the show maybe and some other fun stuff. So go check it out.
And at the very least, my wife is a big fan of yours. I love it when you and Super Don just chat about stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's fun.
Well, listen, we'd love to chat with you. If you want to call us up, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, you can let Super Don know, hey, what do you want to see on Producer's Corner on the Robert Scott Bell website? Check that out as well. Also, tomorrow, remember, Dr. Frank King, The Healing Revolution. We're going to do some follow-up to the Superstorm Sandy. What do you do emotionally, right? And what do you do to clean up? We've got that. Also, I scheduled Liam Sheff. He's back, and we'll talk about some very controversial weather issues because that's all in the news. Is it global warming? Is it HAARP? Is it a myth come to life? Is it the great god Poseidon that took no mercy on the Jersey Shore? What will it be? We'll have to talk about it tomorrow. And as I said, if you have opinions on that, we do want to hear from you. And all of the updates to the website makes it easier for you to chime in right there as well with your comments, and we'll get. And just like we did, we answered questions today from our listeners on the Andrew Weil issue, Wheel issue. I don't even care what his last name is, honestly. I just don't care because the guy is so annoying. But with Dr. Nick, when we talked about the question about silver and Dr. Wheel saying it's bad, and Nick Gonzalez, the number one doc on the planet for natural cancer recovery, saying, hey, he uses the sovereign silver that we use here. How cool is that? Oh, also, cool. Real quick, I want to remind you, this Sunday coming up on my GCN program, 1 to 3 Eastern, I will be live in Eustis, Florida at the Ohm Bookstore at the Windhorse Health Center. And that's in Eustis, Florida. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. Come on down Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. I will be there broadcasting live. I'll lecture a little. We'll interact. We'll have some samples. We'll ask questions. You can be live on the air with me. But in the meantime, we got to go. Till tomorrow, the healing revolution will be on because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.